Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday / Tuesday Eve, April 15th, 2019. Get them damn taxes paid.
Yes.
You must.
It's your day. Unless you file for an extension.
Unless you file for an extension.
They will gladly give you, apparently.
You know, my car taxes are due also.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the high mileage thing because I do have high mileage. I do. And they knocked off $48.
Wow.
$48.
Okay.
I was expecting a substantial decrease.
Yeah.
$48. But yeah. I was like, well, it's $48.
Oh, yeah.
And that's $48.
What's the limit for high mileage?
I don't know. I think it's up to whoever opens your envelope.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's a standard for
it. Okay.
Like my car is right at 2 years old and got 63,000 miles on it. I thought that was pretty high.
Yeah.
Because what do they say? You average 12 to 15 a year?
I think most people do, yeah.
Yeah.
They average about 1,000 a month.
Well, ain't most people.
No, you're a go-getter.
I'm up and down them roads.
That's weird it's got that many because you didn't even hardly drive it for like 6 months.
I didn't drive it for 6 months. No kidding.
Oh, you'd be at 75 if you drove the last 6 months like you usually did.
Yeah, no kidding. Weather-wise, this is nice news for a nasty Monday morning. Today, sunny skies, high of 68. Right now, clear and 50.
Mm-hmm.
After last night's superstorm. I tell you what, I was watching the DVR, and I forget what I was watching. It was late. And all of a sudden, the EAS went off. And I was like, oh, this was from when this was taped. And I look at the box, and it says EAS on it. It's like, oh, boy. And then my weather alert went off, and I was like, oh, boy. And it said tornado warning for Pickens County. So I did what any good person would do. And I thought quickly, who do I know lives in Pickens County that I can alert to this that probably already knows, but can let them know that I give a crap? And it was Fat Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I sent him a text. I said, get to the lowest lying part of your house and to get in a bathtub or something. And then he tells me that I'm the one that should be worried because it's closer to me. But he should be in today.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is. And then I retorted back, haha, you like Mondays off, don't you? And then we laughed, and then that was it.
We just got a little bit of rain. That was about it.
It was all windy as crap. Like, once that EAS went off, I was like, whew. I didn't go get in the crawl space or anything like that. I mean, it's got to get pretty wild out there for you to get down to the crawl space, right?
Yeah, it does. It finally stormed at my house last night. I think it was the one that it got much stronger on its way from my place to Simpsonville.
Oh, yeah. Ripping off church roofs,
yeah.
House roofs. They make you basically, when those EAS things go off, they basically give you buyer's remorse about living in a trailer. Yeah. Do they not?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're very, like, matter of fact, if you live in a mobile home, get out.
Yeah.
Get to somewhere that has a stable foundation. Where you live does not have a stable foundation. Scare the hell out of you.
Leave.
You sit there like, I got the brick underpinning. I'm fine.
I disabled Mary's EAS test because I didn't want to get her freaked out about stuff she didn't need to worry about. And if it ever hits Taylor's, I'll know before she does.
Oh, yeah. You'll be the first to know.
I'll be the first to know. Back at it after the weekend. And what a freaking weekend. Golly, we got hours and hours of stuff to talk about. But how about Tiger Woods, y'all?
Oh, I know, man.
God.
We'll give you all the details during Rise Guys Sports. Fat Boy's internally freaking out because we're talking about it right now.
Well, this is a big damn deal.
We'll let him give you the deets, but yeah, Tiger's back.
Well, the deets are that son of a gun walked in there looking like he did in 1997. Except, I mean, you could see the age in his face.
Bald now.
It's 22 years ago.
He wasn't bald then.
Well, he wasn't bald then. Mm. But he's wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, yeah. He always, I mean, that's his Sunday golf outfit.
Is it always his Sunday golf outfit?
Right, Fat Boy always wears red on Sunday, right? Every time.
I don't know. That's the first time I watched golf in a few years.
See, that's the thing. That's the only time. Else. That's the only time. I just assumed that was a special nod to 1997 Masters, because that was the, you know, the black pants and the black hat and the red Nike shirt.
I'm pretty sure he always or almost always wears red on Sunday.
Like, remember when, you know, like after 97, 98, 99, the Tiger Woods Halloween costume, that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just saw that. Oh, you're Tiger. It just always worked. It's the Tiger Woods uniform.
Yeah, it's, I mean, oh, you got a black Nike hat and a red Nike golf shirt?
Oh, you're Tiger Woods. I figured that out.
Yeah, you're Tiger.
So I was actually, I didn't watch it. I flipped over one time just to see what the leaderboard was, and I didn't recognize any of the names on there. I mean, some of them I did. Like, I don't know who Xander Schauffele or whatever it is. I don't know his name. Brooks Koepka, I know from this show only. I know it from hearing y'all talk about Brooks Koepka. Because at first I remember making the joke that was a new medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could argue that Tiger always wears a red shirt on Sunday for the same reason Trump always wears a red tie. You know, your power tie is a red tie, right?
Is mm-hmm. that why Pence wears the blue? He's like subservient?
I guess.
Oh, it's true. They never wear red at the same time when they're together.
That's true.
It's blue for Pence and red That's for Trump. True.
Pence sure as hell won't wear a rainbow tie.
No. Wear a gun tie, though. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he would.
Gun ties. Yeah, so that, I mean, but so here I am. Nine tells me on the phone, he's like, Tiger Woods just won the Masters. I was like, and it was like, what, 2:30, 3 o'clock? I was like, ha ha.
I
was like, that doesn't end until like 5 or 6. Ha ha ha. You're wrong. You're joshing me. Sure as the world. They ran it early.
Yeah.
Because of the weather.
Yeah.
I really don't keep up with, people think it's a bit. I don't keep up with it. And I think my life's better sometimes for it. I'm not mad at friends about stuff that doesn't matter. I'm mad about stuff that does matter.
Yes. Yeah, you are.
You know what I mean? When your buddies are giving you hell on Monday mornings about, I got nobody to give me hell about football stuff because I don't, I claim the Gamecocks still, and I claim the Colts somewhat. Mm-hmm. Really, it's out of heritage at this point.
Yep.
It's not out of keeping up with it. I claim the Gamecocks. I love the Gamecocks. Love everything about them. Except their win-loss record sometimes.
Without going into too much detail, the final round of that golf tournament proved one thing.
What?
Hookers beat cocaine.
Hookers beat cocaine.
Yep.
Why, who was number two?
I don't want to say after what I just said.
Brooks Koepka?
No.
Dustin Johnson.
A little ding.
A little ding. Is that true about him as well? Who knows?
Yeah, he had a coke problem.
Did he really?
He'd stop playing for a little bit.
Yeah, he
okay, well, that's okay to say.
Yeah.
He went to rehab.
He did. He went to rehab for it. And
then when he went to rehab, he played golf at some course local and broke all the records.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair. Well, he was a professional.
It's not fair. It's Paulina Gretzky.
Yeah, his hot wife.
Oh, is that who he's married to?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
God, lay. I bet you super hate him, Fat Boy.
Yeah, he's a Gamecock fan.
Oh yeah. Then definitely then.
But he went to Coastal.
I was going to say, I didn't remember him going to Carolina.
No, he was a shant.
Yeah. So after Nine tells me this, I go online and I flip over to the TV and I'm seeing the administering of the golden or the green jacket, not the golden jacket. What is the golden jacket for? That's the PGA Hall of Fame, I think.
Look, I don't know.
The gold jacket. But anyway.
Let's see. I don't remember.
So I'm sitting there and thinking, wow, this is great. This is awesome. Like,
yeah.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is.
Are you thinking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Is that what it is? Is that the one in Canton?
The only one I can think of is Pro Football.
I'm sitting there and I'm watching this and I'm like, God, this is awesome. This is so awesome. And then I'm like, why is this so awesome to me? I am not a golf fan. I met Tiger Woods in 1997 at the Masters. Was awesome. I profited from it. I sold my signed program on eBay because I didn't care about it. And I was like, oh, might as well.
Yeah.
I have no great ties. I've been to the Masters, but I'm not a golfer. But I'm sitting there having this moment of saying, this is awesome. This guy was great. He was almost made to be a golfer. If you see some of the early videos of him, like he was almost, Earl just made him be a golfer.
Yes.
I don't know if he had a choice in the matter. And you see this rise to fame. But then, just like every other story, he took a bite of the apple, you know. Next thing you know, he's Buick. He's getting ran off the side of the road. I don't think he's really driving a Buick, but yeah, to keep his endorsement intact.
Well, you know, free car, free car.
The whole Elon deal, you know. And then there was, and then all of a sudden this back at it. So I'm thinking, why was I so into that for just a few minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Why was that?
Nostalgia, same reason everybody else was.
Is that what it was?
I mean, you have people who are really into, you know.
I'm not a golf fan at all.
15th major for the dude, so that's impressive. It's only two back now. He's back. Yeah, people are into it for that. But I think most people were into it for the nostalgia of it. Because
it's the throwback.
It's like, oh, man, it makes me feel 22 years younger also.
Oh, is that what? Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Because I get on Twitter and I see our good friend P1 Waka Flocka, Joshua Fortner, and he's talking about he and a 55, 56-year-old guy are sitting there at work watching the Masters crying. And Josh Fortner's not a guy who would just say that if it wasn't true.
Yeah.
They were crying watching them. And Josh Fortner is a fan of all sports, as far as I know.
He is.
But not, I've never known him to be a golf fan, but he was crying watching Tiger Woods win the Masters.
I guess I'm emotionally cut off or shut down because I've never cried over sports in my life.
I don't recall ever crying over sports, unless it was like some bet we made and I knew I was going to have to get my head shaved or some stupid thing like that. I might have cried about that.
Now, there's anything wrong with crying over sports. When I say, I guess I'm emotionally cut off or shut off.
I guess so. But then I wanted
a lot of people crying.
I wanted to tweet Fortner and say, what's the emotion from? Is it because, you know, he ain't all that old. He was probably like 8 years old when he won the Masters then.
That's true.
So I was... And then you would see all over social media. It was either that or Game of Thrones. It was that or Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm not particularly into either one,
no!
man.
No! I had nothing to talk about with anyone last night.
No, nothing at all.
Last Sunday, WrestleMania, yeah. Mm-hmm. This Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday I just sat there watching TV with my dog.
I was just like, wow, I don't have my finger on the pulse. Or I do, and I just don't care about any of the stuff. People having watching parties to watch that Dragon TV show. like it reminded me of Sopranos, how people would have viewing parties together.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but instead of just being really popular with white dudes, this is popular with everybody all over the world.
It could be some kind of New World Order. Not wrestling kind, but yeah. That's how they indoctrinate everybody.
Yeah, that's where Game of Thrones is.
Soon people will be identifying as dragons.
So much bigger than The Sopranos, because The Sopranos was mainly big with white men. Game of Thrones is huge with absolutely everybody all across the globe.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except us. I mean, Paige, you watch it? Not really. Yeah. Fat Boy, you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
You watched it?
I started a month ago.
Yeah, Fat Boy just got into it.
So you caught up, like you watched the debut?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it great? Was there dragon sex?
The whole show is really good.
It is.
I'm not the guy that's going to dress up and go to Renaissance fairs or, you know, all that stuff.
Half-ass it.
It's really, really good.
I love it.
It's violent. It's nude. That's all you need.
Paige, you love it.
I love it. I just didn't watch it last. I mean, I
you do watch it. You just didn't watch it last night.
No, I didn't watch it last night. And I just want to take time to really absorb everything because it's the first one. You know, winter is here.
Oh, my
I want to relax and just like
you got
be
one
in
more day.
Moment.
You got one more day before I start talking about it.
Oh, is that what you do? 48 hours.
You got two of this, man. It's appointment TV. They were expecting upwards
appointment
of a, they were expecting upwards of a billion people to watch the premiere.
Yeah.
What is appointment TV means? Everyone's going to watch it, so you know you can talk about it the next day.
It means it's big enough to where you need to watch it. And you can't cry this wall. Give me a week. I got to catch up.
How many seasons?
This is the eighth, I think.
Good, geez.
That's six or seven.
And you've called up?
Oh,
and you
yeah.
watched it a month. You started watching it a month ago and you've watched eight seasons?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, it's only, what, 12 per season?
Well, God dang it. That's 96 episodes.
Somebody
in a month.
Well, you do that in a week.
That's three a day.
Somebody
excuse me.
It ain't football season, so.
Yeah.
I can't believe you actually sat there and watched it. You normally will read what happened before you watch something.
It's everything that he loves, violence and boobs.
You get hooked in the first episode. It's really good.
Hmm. The first episode of season one?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the character name Arya Stark on there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. She's a badass.
Nine, are you familiar with Arya Stark? Macy Williams is her name.
Oh, I know that name, yeah.
She's celebrating a birthday today.
Okay. Ah.
So, it's time to get back to Happy Birthday or Suck It or Both with Nine.
Woo!
Today, Maisie Williams is celebrating a birthday. She's Arya Stark on Game of Thrones. 22 years old today. Happy birthday or suck it or both, Jim.
I'm going to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
I don't know her well enough. I know the name. I don't know her well enough to say anything else.
She's cute.
I know at one time this guy was maybe a mentor in your life. He's also a voice in this year's Lion King remake. Seth Rogen celebrating a birthday today.
I'll say...
He's 37, by the way, which I thought he was like 42.
I'm going to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Why they put him in Lion King?
And also kind of suck it. Not all the way, though.
Aww.
Just because my most popular tweet ever was in his replies.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I made some kind of funny crack in his replies one time several years ago, and it got like 700 likes, and it was by far the most popular thing I ever posted on Twitter.
So, but it wasn't about you.
And it was never on my timeline because it was in his replies.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but it was popular because he liked it, and then everybody else did too because they wanted, you know.
I know you like this guy because you went and saw him in concert recently. Country music superstar Chris Stapleton celebrating a birthday today. He's 41.
To him, I'll say happy birthday.
I thought you were suck it prior to... He must have put on a good concert.
Oh, he really did. He's a talented guy.
Yeah.
And my problem isn't really with him. It's that... Hot and mighty, I don't need to hear somebody cover that damn Tennessee whiskey every time I go out of my house.
Yeah.
That's
true. He needs
That's
to make
problem.
Some new music.
Well, no, it's just there are other songs to cover.
Yeah.
Get back to covering Angel from Montgomery. Damn. Play Wagon Wheel again. I ain't heard that in a while.
Do Midnight in Montgomery. That's a
sure,
good one,
too. Sure, do that. Dude, cover the ride. Come on. But every cover band plays Tennessee Whiskey 14 times a set.
I love pulling the string on your back and let it go.
Appreciate
That's fun.
It.
Nine, back in the 80s, she said naughty girls needed love, too. Samantha Fox celebrating a birthday today.
Both.
Happy birthday and suck it.
Yeah.
She's 53.
Probably still good looking.
What about Sarah Gilbert's wife? Linda Perry celebrating a birthday today.
Oh,
you remember her
on.
From Four Non Blondes?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I mean, I know Four Non Blondes, but I don't remember her.
She was the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
Ah. Yeah.
Well, that song they had was good. It's happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, she wouldn't if you told her to. Again, she's married to Sarah Gilbert. No. And finally, in memoriam today, he would have been 86 years old. Happy birthday or suck it to Hee Haw superstar Roy Clark.
Oh, my goodness. Don't even go there.
He could have family listening. We're in the South.
Carl might be listening. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Roy Clark.
Happy birthday, Roy Clark. I was a Roy Clark fan.
He was?
Yeah.
Well, I can't.
Well, just because he dies doesn't mean your fandom has to.
That's kind of how it works.
You son of a gun, you. Well, anyway, that was fun. I'm glad I remembered to do that. Plus, I saw Roy Clark on there, and I was like, okay. And plus, we were on the Game of Thrones thing, so it made sense. Don't celebrate too much there, Jimmy Jack Jackie, because today you will be taking on our very own page, taking on our very own Jeopardy possible contestant, Fatboy.
Yeah.
In a, what do we will call it, a section of Jeopardy. We won't call it a full game.
No.
But it'll be your way to win. They'll get paired up with you, and you could win NHRA Southern National tickets.
Oh, good. I'm not going to stress over that, because... I feel like I'm Fatboy's sparring partner, if nothing else. I don't want to go on Jeopardy. But
who is Paige? Mills Lane over there? It's a three-way dance.
Well, she's also a sparring partner.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's two sparring partners. But, yeah, I mean, it's like I'm helping Fatboy to train for Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Well, then, fine. The pressure's on. You also got to do a BDA today.
They got that, man. Yeah. Got some funny stuff.
Well, good.
Funny blank.
Funny stuff is always over.
Oh, yeah.
Always is.
We will remember a South Carolina legend this morning as he lies in state in Columbia.
Oh, my God. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us 72341. We'll get into some headlines next with the Queen right after this. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Well, do you want a little controversy or you want to talk about Star Wars 9 first? It's up to you. your call.
Get the Star Wars out of the way. Let's no offense to the big Star Warriors out there. But,
yeah.
No offense to most of y'all.
All right, so.
I don't, well, which one you want to do first, Jimmy? I spoke for the room.
No, I don't mind doing Star Wars first. I think people, I just think most people like Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right.
So we can definitely start
Let's
there.
Do that.
Hook them in.
Hook them in. Let's go for it. Good news, though. Some of your favorite characters are returning. So the first trailer was released Friday, Star Wars 9. And in this trailer, there's a tease. Someone's returning. The return of the Emperor from the original trilogy. So that's pretty exciting.
Wonder why.
So the trailer was first unveiled at an event called Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. And the Emperor, you know, you can hear his voice. So, in this trailer, it's very exciting.
I mean, I guess it is. The Emperor. Who is the Emperor? Oh, geez. I'm going to lose so many.
Palpatine?
Did you have to Google that? Be honest.
I just remember that.
Is that the guy they called the Chancellor?
But I'm not sure that's the right guy.
Man, no, I tried to get into it, and the same people fight each other, and it's just awful.
The guy that Luke and a reformed Darth Vader supposedly killed at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Okay, so I was right. So So they're going Days of Our Lives now.
All right. Yes.
Darth Vader's boss, basically.
All right, so the trailer gives us a first look at one of your favorites. Billy Dee Williams is returning as Lando Calrissian.
That's
Yay,
awesome.
Love him. And also, you're going to get a glimpse of Carrie Fisher in this movie.
So it's going to be all the old people being old people?
She's dead.
No, but it would be some other footage that was shot, obviously, from the other movie.
Oh.
But all the same, we're going to see if this is going to, you know, like The Last Jedi, this is going to go full circle. And where is Disney going to take the whole series now after this movie, you know?
Oh, man. To Neverland.
Even, yeah. But when you have Lando and, you know, all the characters back together, except for the one. I don't know exactly. I heard something about R2-D2 and the other robots. I think
they can always be around, right?
Yeah.
What's the? They should bring back Yoda, or not Yoda? Oh, geez. I'm again. Don't be mad at me for not knowing this stuff, everybody. What's the hold? I can do it.
Well,
give me the initials of the big fat blob that was on the barge.
JTH.
Job of the Hutt.
There you go.
Yes. Love
Pizza
that.
The Hutt. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
I know Spaceballs better than I do Star Wars. I'm making fans today.
Can I confess something?
What?
I love Mel Brooks, but I hate the hell out of Spaceballs.
Well, I know more about
I
that.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Really?
I love most of the Mel Brooks movies, but Spaceballs is a pile of hot garbage.
It's kind of goofy.
I wonder.
Well, they're supposed to be, but that movie just sucks goofy.
It's big.
Crap goofy.
Sucky goofy.
Are Star Wars fans Star Warriors? Is that what they want to be called? Warheads? Regardless, I wonder if they're into that movie, or did they feel like it was a parody that was making fun of something that's so, you know, that's almost sacrilege in a sense.
Probably a mixed bag.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Count Dooku. Is he alive?
I couldn't tell you. Mm.
Did you just make him up?
No, I googled Star Wars characters, I'm being honest. I was trying to remember what's the one? Oh, hold on, I can do this too. What's the one that is very popular but is only in the movie for like 10 seconds? Not Darth Maul.
No.
Give me the initials on that one.
BF.
Boba Fett.
There you
yes.
go.
Yeah. So, you thought I was going to say the other one.
So without giving too much away, which, you know, people get, people get so mad at me if I do, there's a voiceover from Mark Hamill saying, quote, "We'll always be with you. No one's ever really gone." And then the screen goes black and the clip ends with a maniacal laughter. So that's where you're thinking. Could be the Emperor there. There you
did
go.
You just tell the end of the movie?
How would I know? That's the clip. I gave you a glimpse of the clip. I don't want to give it all away. How would I know the end of the movie?
Well, I don't. I thought you said that's how it ended.
Well,
oh,
the clip,
man.
The clip, so.
Oh, boy.
If you haven't seen the clip, I'm sorry, people.
Hmm. Maybe, you know, because they say your palate changes as far as food and stuff, what, every 7-8 years. Maybe I'll go back and try to watch those movies. Because I should like them. I like alien talk and all that stuff. And it seems a lot of it, some of it's very foreshadowing into certain things.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll like it now. It just wasn't, back then, I was just, in the 80s, I was into wrestling and Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
There wasn't room for Star Wars.
If the magic hasn't caught you by now, I'm not sure if it will.
It's too busy being into Pac-Man and Ataris.
Like, the first movie was so great.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't seen all of them.
I've seen more of the Pizza Hut commercials featuring Star Wars than I have actual Star Wars movies. That's where that whole Mandela effect thing comes from. Luke, I'm your father. It was a Pizza Hut commercial.
Was it now?
Yeah. Look it up.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah. I remember.
Oh. Well, congratulations to all the fans.
I know.
Getting the movie
so
they've been
exciting.
Waiting for.
All right. So this is a controversy. There's a little town in Laguna Beach, California, and their council, their city council is going to decide on whether if they're going to keep the police logo on the side of their cars that's newly designed. But some folks do not like this logo because there's an American flag displayed on the vehicle. The controversy comes from a local artist by the name of Carrie Woodburn, and she tells the local newspaper that she finds the flag, it just says police with, you know, the flag lettering.
What town is this in? I want to Google it.
Laguna Beach, California, about 23,000 residents. So she's saying that the design was too aggressive, and she says it does not represent the community. She does not like that.
Oh, I see it. What do you mean it don't represent the community? Is it a big Latino population or another? That's a serious question.
I think it's the flag. It just to her.
How's that aggressive?
I don't know.
Well, guess what?
Don't know.
So on Tuesday, the council's going to decide if they're going to keep this design. However, the police department says that he's heard nothing but positive comments about the new design and, you know, patriotic white lettering on the doors, that people seem to like it. It is the American flag. We are American.
Well, it's in red, white, and blue lettering.
Yeah.
I think if you say white lettering, that's going to offend
some
people.
Well, I mean, it's the background is like a block of white with the flag lettering.
Meanwhile, the picture that they use on this particular news story shows the American flag hanging off the side of the building, and no one has a problem with that. But don't put it on the police cars.
I wonder why the police car is a bad thing to have it on.
Maybe because people think that the police has been too militarized, I guess, maybe. I mean, in some places. Some places got to be, though.
People looking to complain about something.
So as far as the council, right? they don't seem to have, they're going to decide if it's too aggressive.
What does that mean? I'm not fussing at Chief Page, but to this late, one lady brought it up, and now this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if other people are thinking it, all right, fine. But what's aggressive about that? It's the country we live in.
Well, I like those handful of Greenville County cars that roll around, and they got the flag design on them, but it's got like the thin blue line going through it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they'd freak over that one too. But the flag design is like black and white with the thin blue line, like the way it looks on the thin blue line stickers and stuff. I mean, I think that was a nice design for a car.
That's irritating.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's irritating. I mean, did they not do that in every country?
Well,
I'll Google it.
I haven't seen too many cars, like local municipality police vehicles, cruisers with the American flags on them. I've seen some red, white, and blue ones, but I don't remember too many with American flags on them.
I just Googled international police cars. And so far, no, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Oh, okay.
They just all have cool designs.
Yeah.
Like, especially in Scotland. Look at that. That looks like a checkerboard. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. It's kind of like the ones in the UK look like that because they want to be highly visible. So they got, like, fluorescent yellow and blue to them.
We should change the way we say it to La Policia because that looks cooler on the cars. I wonder if people would have an issue with that.
So one of the councilmen.
I look the same in Ireland.
He was kind of surprised about all this backlash, and he says that people were concerned the design might worry the area's immigrants. And
Oh, my God.
I mean, they did move to America.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I cannot believe this is the world we live in right now. Come here and want to change things. What?
Well, is it immigrants saying this, or is it somebody on behalf of them when they're like, we didn't say
one
nothing?
One woman, and she's an American.
Well, she's the one that was in the forefront of being quoted that it does not represent the community of Laguna Beach, California.
Well, guess what? They should secede.
Well,
see how they work off then.
They wouldn't have a problem with it if Trump wasn't president.
Is that what you think so?
You know what I mean? This doesn't represent us because he's the president. So,
well, they like it when Pete becomes president?
Like, you know, the United States of America is not simply the president.
No.
And nothing else.
That's right. We the people.
Exactly. Exactly. But we've made the president like our boss for the last 200 years for some reason.
They have Lamborghini police cars in Dubai. You see this?
They got a badass Corvette in North Carolina, or they did at one point.
That's awesome.
Worked on 40 and got into high-speed chases with people.
And do you remember after 9/11 when everybody was sporting a flag on their car and driving that around and putting their flags in front of their houses?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't last very long, did it?
It was Mandela effect.
No, that really happened.
No, it really happened.
They were available for sale everywhere.
Absolutely, it really all over the place. So.
Couldn't avoid them.
Remember, there were people on the side of the road selling like pro-America T-shirts.
They were
there in 9/11, like just making my. I knew somebody that did that. Actually,
people made bank off that.
So if this came out during that time with the police and the flag, they would have loved it, but not now.
Yeah.
So anyhow,
that's a sad state right there. I think so. That's the sad state of America.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Agree, Jim. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, that's a terrible thing. Why
next,
care?
I guarantee you in 5 years there will be a new vote to change the U.S. flag to something different. In 5 years, you mark it down, 2024, we'll have a different flag.
Or at least a petition will be going around. It won't actually happen.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, Fat Boy, lighten up the load a little bit. What are you working on in sports?
I have some rabid golf fans. We'll tell you what these golf fans did to a local news reporter. This freaking unforgivable.
What did they do? They burn her flag?
No. Took to Twitter. I'll tell you what happened from there.
Okay. All right.
It was awful.
We'll get into that. Plus, I'm sure more about the celebration of Tiger Woods, y'all, right?
Yeah, we got audio.
Oh, perfect. All right. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guy Sports. Morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rise.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
We all know Tiger won, and we'll get to that shortly, because we got some audio. But first off, let me tell you about Ella Dorsey. You know who that is?
Big band leader.
Ah, no.
Oh, no.
Not this one.
The one that played for the Dallas Cowboys.
No, not that one.
Oh, that's Ken Dorsey.
This one is a meteorologist for a CBS station in L'Atlanta.
Okay.
So let me tell you what she put on Twitter.
Go ahead.
She said, to everyone sending me death threats right now, you wouldn't be saying a damn thing if a tornado was ravaging your home this afternoon.
Oh, no.
She tweeted more, but basically what happened was her station, because CBS carries the Masters. They cut in on the Masters, but they split-screened it, so you could still see golf.
Like SmackDown does commercials.
Yep.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear golf, but you could see it. You could hear her. So people took to Twitter. I don't, like, have the death threats.
Mm-hmm.
She said they were coming to her. People were saying,
I believe that.
Hey, guess what? You could have sent me a text. Somebody said, I don't care if a tornado is outside my house right now. I want to watch Tiger.
Oh, my God.
They got a bunch of stuff like that on her Twitter timeline.
Tweet the station. They're the ones that told her to do it.
It is annoying, man, but, I mean, you can't threaten people for it.
Yeah, that's kind of a big damn deal, that going down.
You're doing your job. I know it's a pain in the ass when they come on every 10 minutes to, you know, talk about weather for 20.
Yeah.
Nerd out and show you all these maps and radars.
Yeah.
People are saying, put it on a crawl, dummy.
I don't care about it. I don't care if a tornado destroys my house, as long as it happens right after Tiger.
By the way, jerks on Twitter, Ken Dorsey, I realize now, did play for the 49ers and not the Cowboys. So, suck it, and happy birthday.
We saw him in the bathroom.
At one point.
Yeah.
Quarterback's coach, the old Cam.
We saw him taking a dump. Didn't see him, but he was coming out.
I've been tweeted his Wikipedia page now. Thank you.
It did stink in there. It did.
Real bad.
Goodness.
Here's Tiger after his fifth Masters win.
It's overwhelming. I think it's just because of what has transpired. And last year, I was just very lucky to be playing again. And but it's just unreal for me to experience this. I mean, my mom was here. She was there in 97 as well. I mean, there's my dad. I mean, he shouldn't have been there that year. He was recovering from a heart attack and heart surgery. And now my little boy, Charlie, the embrace, it's just special. Just to have them here. Luckily, I was able to win.
That was cute. That was cute when the little boy ran out. Is that with Elon? Charlie with Elon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was a different Tiger Woods, man. I'm like, he's going to get mad.
Yeah.
They're not going to dump his cussing, whatever. He didn't do any of that stuff. He was real calm, chewed his gum, and went about his business.
Hmm. Oh, gum.
I wonder if it had not been Tiger's weekend, if Elon would have let him, the little boy, go to the Masters. If it wasn't his weekend.
I don't know, because his girlfriend was there with him.
Yeah. Oh.
Looks like it's a special weekend since it's the Masters.
Kid was cute wearing his matching red shirt.
I know.
Whole outfit.
Yeah. I always wanted to dress Grace up as me and bring her to work, but she didn't want the idea of wearing work boots and black T-shirts.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's sportsman, I'm out.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot of talking so far. All right, that was sports. Also, this is something to look forward to, Page Rejoin Week. So we'll get that going next hour. Also, Nine's Best Damn Audio as well. More Rise Guys on the way. Morning, everybody.
More rock, fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears. Starting at 10, right after these Rise Guys shut up.
93.3, the planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.